Morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today is Rod Schaub, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Gary.
You know, we've had some really nice weather here of late, but it's always going to end. You know it is.
We're always scared of that, aren't we?
That's right. And it may be about time for us to at least address what you're going to talk about today, which is caring for your cattle.
That's right. We want to talk a little bit about caring for cattle during extreme cold. And I guess what really got me to thinking about this was a week or 10 days ago, we had those temperatures, you know, that went down to minus 10 wind chills. And that got me to thinking about, wow, what did we do last February when the temperatures were maybe 40 below with wind chill? And so I kind of made a list of a few things that maybe we ought to think about when we're caring for cattle in that extreme cold. And the first thing I came up with was providing a windbreak. Cattle's heavy winter hair coat is their first line of defense. And it really does a really good job of keeping those cattle pretty warm until it gets wet or until the wind blows. And the wind and wet can really change the effectiveness of that hair coat. So the first thing we really need to think about is having a windbreak for those cattle in those extreme temperatures. The second thing we need to think about is maybe providing bedding. If the ground's really cold, or if we have snow on the ground, we need to think about putting some bedding down to insulate their bodies from the cold temperatures of the soil. And in the case of like last year when we were starting to calve, we really need to bed a larger area than what we typically think we need, because those calves need to be able to lay down and not get stepped on by the old cows. So we want to make sure that we provide plenty of bedding, plenty of space. And actually, if we can put that bedding behind that windbreak, we're even in a better situation for both of those. The third thing I thought of on my list was make sure they have adequate water. We typically don't worry too much about cattle drinking water. In the wintertime, like a day like today, they'll drink about 1 gallon of water per 100 pounds of body weight. The problem is, when they're under extreme cold stress, those cattle change their drinking habits and they'll drink up to 2 gallons per 100 pounds of body weight that those cows have. So providing that fresh, clean water is also very important. Another thing that we need to think about is increasing the energy in the cow's diet. Cow uses the fat and energy that she has to help keep herself warm. So what we need to do is maybe increase that amount of energy that goes into her diet. We can feed a higher quality forage. If we're supplementing, maybe we put out a little more grain or a little more of the byproduct feeds that we're feeding. Give her a little more energy to help her make that heat and make it through that cold stress. And lastly then, we need to think about when we feed those cows. On a normal day, like today, I went out and fed cows this morning. Maybe what we ought to be doing in extreme cold is feeding those cows in the afternoon and evening. As they go through their digestive process, that builds heat. And we want those cattle to stay warm. So if we feed them late in the afternoon and in the evening, that digestive heat then will help keep them warmer during the coldest part of the day, which would be at night, of course. And I guess the other thing I want to think about, we worry about our animals, but while we're outside, we need to think about ourselves as well. So just some things we all know: dress in layers, keep your hands and feet dry, make sure you take your cell phone, make sure your cell phone's charged, so if you have an issue, you can call somebody and get some help out there. And then lastly, just feel like you can go inside and warm up if you get really cold. Going inside, taking care of yourself is maybe more important, because if you can't do the chores the next day, what's going to happen? Until next time, stay warm and stay safe.
All right, Rod, thank you very much. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.